You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Prior to getting started on this program today, I invite all of you out to church this weekend, and that is to Island Community Church. God's doing a great work at our church, and you are invited. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday morning, 10:30. We meet Wednesday nights at 6. And at Wednesday nights, we're in Bible prophecy. And I'm getting ready to start a new series here coming up on Sunday. It'll be a week from this coming Sunday. Actually, 2 weeks from this Sunday. But here on this Sunday, my sermon is entitled The Days of Noah and the Days of Lot. And these are signs that Jesus gave. You can only read about the days of Lot. It's only one sentence. But you can read about that in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. That's the only gospel that he mentions it. But what characterized the days of Noah and the days of Lot? Jesus has a lot to say about it. These are the signs that he gave so that you would know that his return is near. We can read Genesis chapter 6. We see the whole world was filled with violence. Hebrew word there is Hamas. This is how you'll know. When the world is full of Hamas, you'll know my return is near. In the New Testament, again, people marrying, given in marriage. That is, people just about their daily business and oblivious to spiritual things. And then the days of Lot. What characterized the days of Lot? Hey, it is what it is. Rampant homosexuality. This is what we're looking at here. These are the signs you'll know Jesus is coming back soon. This is a topic for my sermon this week. I'm inviting you once again, Sunday morning at 10:30. Our church doors are open, and I invite you to come by and worship with us. If you're out of town or can't make it, or listening from farther away, you can follow us on Facebook Live by searching for Island Community Church. That's the Facebook page. And our feed, our live service will go on there, starting with two baptisms right at 10:30 on Sunday morning. I have two young boys getting baptized this week. And so that's where the service is going to start. Join us live on Facebook at the 10:30. Join us in the service live at 10:30. And the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And then 2 weeks from Sunday, I'll be starting 1 Corinthians verse by verse. In the meantime, Pastor Darren Solano will be preaching next week. So there's a lot going on at the church. God's really moving there. It's a great time right now. People are experiencing God's presence. People are being healed. People are being healed of cancer. People are being blessed, healed, ministered to, and experiencing the presence of God. And I invite you to come by and take a part of that. Be a part of what God is doing at Island Community Church. Okay, this is the last part of this message. You've been hearing me saying this was just last weekend. This was Mother's Day weekend, but I'm here with a new update. And I wanted to play this sermon again because he did such a great job. That is Pastor David Bryant. He is the senior pastor of Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church right here in Cocoa. He brought the house down with this awesome sermon. This is the last part of it. If you want a copy of it, you can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. Here is the last part of Pastor David's message now.
And beloved, this is your last shout here. And the best things to come to those who don't give up. Ooh, I know somebody want to hear that again. Good things come to those who believe. Better things come to those who are patient. And the best things yet to come to those of us who don't give up. And it brings me to this last teachable word. And the word that helps me personally, Pastor, when I don't feel like going on. The word that helps me when I feel like giving up. The word that helps me even in preaching when I feel like the people of St. Paul or anywhere else is not listening to God's word is the word anyway. Look at somebody and just say anyway. Yeah. Now watch how this beautiful word, how beautiful God has turned this word into. Watch this now. People can be wishy-washy, but love them anyway. Yeah. People will criticize you, but go ahead and do what God has told you to do anyway. They might not understand what God is up to right now, but you might not understand what God is up to right now. The person who loves you it may not understand what God is up to in your life right now, but go ahead and keep trusting God anyway. Folks might rebuke you, might scorn you, might try to hold you down, but keep trusting God anyway, because the Bible says in Isaiah 40, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and he does not faint nor grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he will increase your strength. Even young folk will faint and be weary, and young men shall fall. But they, I love that right there, meaning me and you, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint. Keep on keeping on. Are you tired yet? No, I got to tell you, I don't feel no ways tired. I'm just getting started. I'm just getting warmed up. David, how do you stay warmed up? How do you stay on fire for the Lord? Well, I got to tell you, here's my secret. I'm on fire for him because I'm in the hands of the Lord. And my advice to someone here this morning is that you got to stay in the hands of the Lord. Because see, beloved, when you're in the hands of the Lord and you got a prayer life, yeah, you got to be praying. See, because you know when we pray, that's how we talk to God, right? Is that right? Is there some prayers in here? Okay, yeah, I'm in the hands of the Lord and I'm praying. Now watch this. A child of God, in God's hands, in God's will, and who has a prayer life, a child of God can see more on his or her knees than the devil can see tiptoeing. Oh, hey, man, somebody. Stay in the hands of the Lord. See, when you're in the hands of the Lord, the eyes you look through are different than other folks' eyes. When the Spirit of the Lord is in you and flowing through you, the eyes you look through see love and not hate, sees light and not darkness, sees a flower garden when other folks see a desert. All I got to ask is there anybody here that ain't tired yet? I know that ain't good English, but in your well-doing, don't get weary. For he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. So all I gotta ask you is that since you've been walking with him, since you've been talking with him, now don't fool me now, but has he made a way for you? Has he opened doors for you? Has he provided for you? Has he put food on your table? Money in your pocket? Has he made your enemies your footstool? I'm looking at somebody right now in your own biological family. You was the runt of the litter. Folks didn't think you was gonna mount to much. They really didn't put too much stock in you, but look at what God has done now. Anytime there's family trouble, you the first person they call. They wasn't listening to you when you was going to them with that Jesus stuff. And they still ain't coming to church. But watch what God is doing. When something goes wrong, you are the first call, and that's their way of letting you know that, hey, you are the rock in this weary land. You are the rock of this family. And oh, let me go ahead and say it while I'm there. Anytime somebody needs some money, you the first one they call. I got news for you now, because we all got crazy folk in our family. That money that you loaned out to cousins, brother, sister, aunts, uncles, whoever, it's been about 10 years now. Let it go. Hey, you ain't gonna get that money. Let it go. Money five years ago, let it go. You ain't gonna get it. And then if it does come though, bring it to Island Community and give it in the name of the Lord. At the cross, where I first saw the light. He died on Friday after being beaten all night long. Wore a crown of 72 thorns on his head. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. Shouldn't have did that though, because if they had knew the word, they knew that once they did, you already know, once they hung him high and stretched him wide, they would have known that he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. See, that's the mistake they made. But he died. Dead Friday night, still sleeping all day Saturday. But early Sunday morning, oh Lord, I said early Sunday morning, when they rolled the stone away, he got up with all power in his hands. And because you and I have a relationship with him, we have access, joint heirs to that same power. So you got power that we haven't even tapped into yet. So, beloved, let go and let God. Because I'm telling you, he died. He's at the right hand, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But he's coming back again. And I don't know about you, but I can't be tired because I'm waiting on his return. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.